The place where you end, I begin. By Jesus, speaking in prophecy. There is much in life that seems impossible, but with me, all things become possible. When you look at life, or yourself, you often only see problems and impossibilities, and that perplexes you. You fall down in despair, knowing that you can't bear the weight of all the difficulties, demands, and responsibilities, or even cope with the faults and failings that fill you and surround you. I have shown you the face of seeming impossibilities, both within and without, so that you could see my hand and power at work and believe, and so that you could be set free from trying so hard to overcome in your own strength. Your confidence in me has been renewed, knowing that I really am your salvation, your hope, your deliverer, that your salvation is in me. Now as I lift you above the fog of futilely trying to do it all yourself, above the fear and frustration, above all the lying vanities, and pull away the facade of impossibilities and show you that your strength and hope lies in me, you find great peace and confidence. You find hope where there was no hope. Your faith in me has grown, even though your confidence in yourself has been shaken. You have seen me keep you and deliver you so miraculously that now you better understand that even though you can't, I can. I want you to know that I desire and will do the impossible for you. If you cease from your fretful, futile, and frantic struggle to keep yourself, to deliver yourself, to work out your own problems. I am the Lord that keepeth thee. I want you to put your life into my hands, to rest in me, to learn to trust where you don't understand, and to let me lift you above the problems that come your way, to get you so confident in me that nothing will easily shake you. No man can save himself or add me and my power and virtue to himself by the force of his own will and works. That's the madness of self-righteous man. It's in calling out to me in desperation to do for you what you know you can't do for yourself that the miracles of deliverance from your problems by my great power can be performed. You've seen that there are some situations in which nothing but prayer can prevail. Your will, your charm, your goodness, your cleverness, and all such tactics may fall short. But sincere, desperate, humble prayer moves my hand and gets things done when nothing else can. This is a precious gift from me. Humility is also a very precious gift, though humans don't always see it that way at first. How difficult it is to rescue a drowning man when he's still frantically trying to save himself. His mind is full of fear, and he's a danger to all who come near to help him. Often I want to help you more, but I must wait until you stop struggling so hard. When you're in a great battle with your fears and problems, you must learn to trust me to save you and cease from your frantic efforts in the flesh, so I can speak to you, still your heart, and bring you out of many waters. Fight to be calm and to have faith, to believe in me. Then cast all your cares upon me. Trust me without reservation, and learn to rest, having done all you can. For giving it all to me is the best thing you can do. When you feel your fears crushing you on all sides, and there's no apparent way to escape, call on me, and let me command the storm to cease, and bring you up into my secret chamber where all is peace. In an instant, I can lift you up and set you upon my rock, my mountaintop, high above the cares of this world. When you reach the perimeter of your ability as a man, when you fall defeated at the retaining wall of your own limitations and realize the impossibility of escaping what seems like the prison house of your own human frailty or ability, that is when you come to really know your limits and that with man it is impossible. But the place that seems to be the end of all that's possible for you is not the end at all of what is actually possible. That's really the place of great beginnings. That's the border, the frontier, the great divide, the place where you end and I begin. What may seem like a place of great defeat for you and your pride is not a place of total failure, complete loss, or of despair and utter hopelessness. Just the opposite is true, for just beyond the line that marks your limit is where I begin, an eternal sea of limitless power and possibility that is yours and me. So don't be cast down and fall into despair at what seems impossible and hopeless to you. Simply know you finally reached the borders of my kingdom, where you end and my power and glory begins. You've come to the holy mountain, to the house of your God, to the doorstep of the King of Kings. You have simply come home to your Father's house, and He who has seen you coming from afar now runs to greet you with open arms and great joy and rejoicing, knowing you've finally come to the end of yourself, and finding yourself unable, have turned from yourself and come home at last to Him. There I will lift you up into my arms and carry you into my realm, for in your own ability you are too weak to even walk there. There I will clothe you in wondrous robes and call for a feast, for that which was lost is found. Nothing in your hands you bring, simply to my love you cling. When you discover it truly is not in you, but only in me, then I can lift you up. You can't rise above by your own will and works, but only through humble surrender and submission to me. A soul that has come to the end of itself, to the end of its human endurance and abilities, is actually a greater threat to Satan than a soul full of its own self-confidence. That's why he attacks with such fury and force, trying to cause those who are broken to despair of life and fall into great self-defeat and condemnation, feeling totally worthless. He doesn't want them to see that they've come to that place of great power, that sacred place where they end and I begin. He doesn't want them to discover what infinite power is there, that my spirit is ready to rush in and fill them and give them the pure power of my presence in them, lifting them up. What wars are fought at the border of my kingdom to prevent those weary souls from calling out to me and casting themselves upon me that I might deliver them? Why do you wonder at the mysterious ways of God? Why do you seem so surprised that out of seeming defeat, I bring forth my greatest victories? Why are you so confounded that in the moment when you feel weakest, totally defeated, crushed, and unworthy to be called my son, you find yourself most blessed by me? Have you not read, have you not heard it said that God's way up is down, that victory doesn't go to the swift, that the last shall be first, that the greatest are those who are least in their own eyes, who esteem others greater and who make themselves a servant of all? Have you forgotten that the meek shall inherit the earth? That the broken and humble sinner will enter in before those who are proud and righteous in their own eyes? So I say, cease from your futile attempts to do what can only be done by me. Don't look into yourself for solutions, but rather step out of your world and into mine. Come quickly into my courts with praise and thanksgiving. Lift up your eyes and look into mine and find strength for the task, power for the hour, solutions to impossibilities. Rise up, sweet child, and sing, for the victory I will bring. Like a rising tide within, I wash you free from the bindings of sin. Where once was naught but gloom and self-despair, I plant a garden of faith, power, praise, and prayer. Though you have walked the valley of death and worldly care, wondrous lessons you have learned there. That I love you, that my word is true, that there is naught that your flesh can do. Still all things are possible in me through you. My soul replies to God, you are become my hope, my high tower, my strength, my refuge, the lifter up of my head, the source of all my power. When I seem to fall and die, from ashes I rise and fly. With man such things can't be done, dear love, but in you is the secret of rising above.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.